Hello and welcome to this very special bonus edition podcast extra thing of This Club Is My Club. It's special because it's Sunday the 17th of November 2013, the day of the big ceremonial first dig here at Moston, subject to a name of the ground being given to it at a later date. I'm here with Aidan from SCMTV, but more importantly, Mav. Hi Mav.
Hi Ben.
How's things?
Good.
I mean, you're here for Bring Your Own Ball today.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it?
Tremendous.
You got your script lined up?
No.
Well, let's go.
You know how we do things on FC Radio and TV, Ben? There's never any script and there's never any plan. We just turn up at places like renegades. We're going to go guerrilla on this media warfare frenzy today. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Mav. And with that, let's go to the building site. Right, we're now joined by Frank, the famous Frank. Hi, Frank.
How are you?
Yeah. People went, Frank here, and then as soon as you started talking, they went, oh, that Frank.
That's the one.
So, we're here on the site of Broadhurst Fields. How does this feel? Because I'm imagining you've been here before, but not in this capacity. Obviously.
Not in this capacity. And also, to be here, to actually see the first dig is going to be cracking. You know, for the last 2 years, all I've been doing is coming back and forth, up and down, past here. I'm wondering, when is it going to happen? You know, you're hearing it every day, like, oh, it's happening, it'll happen, and now we're here, it's happening.
You obviously know the layout of the stadium as well.
It's going to
be here. And
pitch is up at the top end up here where the ground's going to be. And then there's 3G pitch going here.
Yeah.
And then further at the bottom, there's another two additional pitches going on.
Because I've only been on it from the St Mary's side over there, and obviously we're just here on Lightbourne Road.
Yeah.
And it's totally different perspective on how big this site actually is you get on it.
It's funny, it looks bigger on this side than it does from St Mary's Road for some reason.
I don't think that's probably why, you know, some of the no campaigners might have gone, oh, there's not enough room for it. But actually, there's loads of room.
Looks like we could put a 50,000 seater in here.
Don't tell them the future plans.
Is that with a tunnel running underneath to the new ground over there?
To the new ground, the athletic stadium that we're building too. Momentous times. Excited about the build?
Oh yeah, totally.
Are you going to be here every bloody day of the week?
Well, I'm hoping to be because I want a job.
Fair enough, thank you. Have a good day.
Will do, see yourself.
So we're now joined by John, Oldham John. He's been doing some filming of me interviewing other people, so I thought, well, you know what, I'm going to turn the tables, I'm going to interview him. So John, we're here today, how does this feel?
Morning Ben, it feels cold and foggy, but it's a big day for us all. I think we're all looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to the spade turning up.
How does it feel? I mean, you've been involved with the fundraising side as well over a number of years, like many supporters have. How does it feel now to actually be here, moments away from a dig? Starting
a little bit surreal. I don't think there's many people I can actually believe, but I mean, the size of the site and everybody's enthusiastic. They all turned up this morning on a early morning on a Sunday, and it's looking good. Everybody's up for it.
Yeah, I was just saying to Frank earlier how I've only seen it from the St Mary's side.
Yeah.
But from this side, on the Lightbourne Road side, it's absolutely massive, isn't
it's
city massive almost.
It is, it's almost massive in size. Nobody's complaining though. The more massive, the better.
Yes. So are you going to be coming back here and as the build progresses?
Well, I'm thinking about driving by in the morning, every morning, just to see.
Just
to see how it goes. Maybe just flash past with the old camcorder and just see what it's coming along.
Have you earmarked an area of the ground that you're going to be sitting in or standing in for the new season?
Pre-match, post-match, I'll be in the bar.
Yes, sure.
And then, I don't know, maybe I'll go behind the goal, but I'm a main stander, so...
But you can't go behind the goal then, mate.
I know, but I don't want to go in the seats either.
It's that paddock bit, isn't it?
Well, I could maybe go in the paddock, but we'll just have to wait and see.
Well, good luck with the bar and finding out where you're going to be stood.
Cheers, Ben. Take care.
Okay. Right, so we're now joined by Stu, and obviously Stu's a very good talker. He's appeared on This Club Is My Club on many occasions in the past to talk about politics and perhaps, you know, volunteering and things like that. This interview is going to be a bit more laid back. How are you feeling now you stood on this field in Moston?
I'm really excited, Ben. I can't tell you how it feels. In my mind's eye, I'm looking across and I can see the red hordes coming from St Mary's Road, where obviously everyone will park when the ground finally opens.
Obviously you've been involved in the fundraisers, fair share, draw tickets and all that. Can you believe it's actually happening now? Because it's been a kind of Manana thing, hasn't it?
Well, we've been calling it the Gary Neville Stadium. It's 2 weeks off. Just 2 weeks. Two more weeks. And now we know that it's going to be the Gary Neville Stadium, and it's going to be expert punditry and...
Can we not give something to Tracy Neville for once?
Can a basketball court?
Yeah.
Netball. No, it's netball, sorry.
Have you worked out where you're going to be standing or seated in the...
Because
you're an MRE kind of person, aren't you?
Everyone's going to be behind the goal, aren't they?
Everyone? What about the people with tartan blankets? Where are they going to go?
Well, it's going to be a long time before this is open, you know. It's going to be a harsh winter. Finn's the numbers out.
Don't come on here. That's a voice of pessimism. Right. Hold on. Chaffordable Dog's arrived. I'll get an interview with him in a second. Are you going to be coming back here?
While it's going up?
While it's going up?
I don't know, I might have a look from time to time.
From time to time, you're going to be here every bloody day, aren't you? I can imagine
it. But it should look impressive. I mean, that stand that we're getting is a nice big stand.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. It's got to have a good atmosphere there, because that's what draws people in. If we don't have the atmosphere, then we're just another club. We're just the Altrincham of North Manchester. We have to be something different. We have to give something... That's a unique experience, because that's why people come from around the world to come and watch us at FC. They don't come because they've got some connection to United. They don't come because Manchester's a top tourist destination. They come because we've got an atmosphere, we've got something that you don't get everywhere else. And yeah, this is a good place for that, I think.
You see, when I briefed you about an interview, I said, oh, it's just a couple of questions. See, I told you you'd come out with a corker at the end. Thanks, Stu, and enjoy your day here.
See you later, Ben.
Right, so we're now joined by one of the big photographers at FC United, the lovely Mick. Hi, Mick.
Hi, Ben.
Obviously, you're going to be your photographer. Are you looking forward to this building in particular for all the nice little artistic angles you're going to get, and you know, bits of light, and maybe a future award?
Well, it's such a unique design for a football club that, just looking at the plans and like the 3D stuff that has been done so far, photographing it, it's going to be like something else. I should imagine it'd be really good to get some really good images, some iconic images, hopefully.
As a long-standing supporter of FC United, how does it feel now to be on this pitch? And it actually going to happen?
Well, this is a seminal moment, isn't it, really, today?
It's odd, isn't it? Because it's always been tomorrow, or 2 weeks' time, as Stu said in his interview. It's a weird one, isn't it, Bina?
It's been a long road to get just here, really. And I kind of see this as the start of a new chapter, isn't it? And this kind of bears testimony to everybody involved in the club, really, and the amount of effort that everybody's put into it. And that's kind of reflected by the amount of people that are coming here this morning as well.
Yeah, I was thinking earlier on that I'm going to struggle for interviews, but more and more faces arrive. I'm like, oh, this is too many people, I need another interviewer. I was saying as well, because it's quite striking, I've only seen the site from the St Mary's Road side. From this side, it's actually... vast, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? It's massive.
Massive on the station. Go on.
Like you, Ben, I've only ever seen it from the other side. In fact, when I came here this morning, I first drove around there and thinking, like, where's the entrance going to be?
So you naughty boy, you should not have come up the St Mary's Road. Go on.
No. And I was just waving to the residents on the way past. Like, you know, I'm sure they'll get used to us.
No, but it's quite striking, isn't it? How big
it's
just that
massive,
is.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, are you going to be coming back here pretty much every other day, taking photographs and stuff as it goes on?
Well, I don't know about every other day, but I'll try and get down here as often as possible, just to build kind of a...
Yeah.
Like, I should imagine there's going to be people who actually live in Moston. It's going to be far more convenient for them to come and do, like, one picture a day. It'd be really good if somebody does that and does kind of one of those time-lapse videos of the build. That'd be really good.
Well, you never know what might happen. Thanks for joining us, Mick, and good luck capturing this today.
Okay.
Are you looking forward to the money shot as well? Have you got that nailed in your head, how it's going to look?
Not really. Well, I always do, I just play it by camera, really.
Play by eye.
as it were, yeah. But, I mean, it's a shared experience, this, so... Like, you know, there's loads of other people with cameras here, so, like, you know, it'd be interesting to see other people's perspectives as well.
Thanks, Mick. All Cheers, right. mate.
So it's like, come and be excited. I'm like, it's half past nine on the Sunday.
How does it feel, Chris, actually? I'm joined by Chris B, actually, the FC youth coordinator type person. How does it feel actually being here now and it actually going to happen?
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. It's nice to see so many people here as well. I was hoping that I'd win the golden ticket because then I would have got all the kids with the spade.
Well, that would have been nice.
It would have been all the kids that had been involved with
sack
FC.
Sack the board. That's a great idea.
Yeah, that's what it would have been.
We'll give them all hard hats. They'll be cheap labour.
Yeah.
We're on the side of the ground now.
Yep.
From an FC youth point of view, a junior membership point of view, how's it all going to fit in with your side of the club?
It's going to be so much better than at Bury, to be fair, because at the moment in Bury, we're stuck in a corridor with the ball crew. We're going to have our own room in the new ground, which is fantastic. And I think we'll get a lot more kids involved. We'll be able to do more stuff at the ground. At the moment, we have to hire out halls for the Christmas party, Easter party, whatever. We'll be able to do that all in our own ground. We'll have our own.
Well, there's the Short Start Centre there as well, just on the corner of the site too. What about on a kind of in the day kind of thing, in during the week, are we able to do a lot more things as an organisation that we're...
Definitely as a community. Obviously we are a community club and this is what's going to happen. We're going to be involved with the community. Hopefully we'll get more youth involved. We're just looking at different ways at the minute of getting the local youth involved. Maybe get some... we were talking actually of doing some charity stuff to... Well, not charity stuff, but fundraising stuff to actually... one of our ball crew died a couple of years ago from an unknown heart conditioning. And we were talking not long ago about getting some fundraising done to get defibrillators and hopefully get some for the local schools in Moston. The boy concerned, his football club that he played for, did a charity drive and they got 5 defibrillators for local schools and for training for the headmasters.
Brilliant.
To actually use them, so we wouldn't mind doing something like that.
Oh, that's good, that, Chris. If we're talking about the actual stadium itself and from your point of view, how have you decided whereabouts you're going to be positioned? Because at the minute you've got a nice little setup where you've got some hot vimto in the south stand and some cookies and some hobnobs and stuff. Have you worked out how it's going to work?
We've not yet. We know we've got our own little room to get the kids ready and to prepare everything. Actually standing in the ground, we've not decided yet. I think we'll wait a while and see where the kids want to be at half time.
Well, I heard there's a good bus stop going on the other side of the pitch.
That so. Might well be it. That might well be it.
Thanks, Chris, and have a good
all
day.
Right, cheers.
So, we're joined now by the famous Brian. Firstly, where were you yesterday?
I was stuck in traffic on the M25 on the way back from Sussex.
I won't joke anymore then. So we're now on the site. You're dressed like a cyclist. I take it you've cycled here.
Yep.
What does it mean actually being on the site now?
Well, it's like the song says, woke up this morning feeling fine.
Unlike the weather, of course.
Yeah, it doesn't do for me.
Do you want to paint a picture of words? What's the weather like today in your best looking field impression?
It's overcast. It's a perfect day for football, actually. Not for digging so much, but certainly for football.
From a commentary perspective, have you worked out...
where I'm going to sit?
Yeah.
No. I hope it's not as cold as this outstanding Bury.
You never know.
No.
Is this the first time you've been on this site?
I've been by it. It's the first time I've been on it, yeah.
Are you amazed how big it actually is?
Yeah, it is. It's large.
It is large,
isn't large,
it?
Yeah.
A lot of people I've spoke to have actually gone out, because a lot of us have only seen it from the residential side over there on St Mary's Road. From this side, it's...
Yeah,
it's almost city massive.
It's impressive. Oh, it's not that massive. Nothing's that massive. Look at the size of the floodlights for a start.
Anyway, Brian, I'll leave you to get changed. I assume you're going to look smart for the photo.
No.
The team photo.
This is as smart as I'm going to get.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, mate.
Yeah, we are going to cut the grass first, don't worry. Yeah.
So, with a board member, you're not electioneering today.
No, I'm not electioneering
that's
today.
That's good. We can talk to you then. That's
yes,
fine.
Yes, yeah, absolutely fine.
So, I'm joined by Mike Sherrard. We're on the site here of the new stadium. What's it like as a board member? Because you're a long-standing board member now. Now being on the site and it actually going to happen.
It's very satisfying. To be honest with you, I feel quite emotional. You know, you go back to 2005. I can remember being at Wembley wearing black when we played Arsenal in the cup final, just wondering what the heck was going to happen. to all of us, to Big United, to what we were thinking about doing. And we've gone through so much over the last few years, and we've had, you know, some heartache, gone through all sorts of things personally and collectively, but I'm just so proud of moments like this and all the people that I've met and all the people that we've done so much together. I've made so many friends, and now we've reached this point in time and you just feel so proud. And you look at that now and you think, there's got to be a football ground there in 10 months'
it's
time.
It's going to be just here, isn't it?
Yeah.
The main entrance.
It is, yeah. It. Yeah, because we're coming in. This will be the road that basically goes through the site, and then there'll be some sort of planted areas here in front, and then where the mound is there, that'll be more or less where the stadium is. It's fantastic. So I brought my grandson with me this morning so that he can say in 50 years' time, I remember when all that was just fields. And then he'll say, and here's a photograph of me. So I'm going to take a photograph of him this morning because it's just such a proud moment.
And I've been on the site, I've asked the same question to a lot of people. It's not a lot of people seen it from this side. They've actually only seen it from St Mary's. It's actually very, very big because it just goes on and on and on in this direction over here.
It's a massive site. Well, when you look, when you turn around the other way, looking away from where the ground will be now, you can see all the pictures, all the space that we're going to have for the pictures. We're going to have the fantastic state-of-the-art AstroTurf pitch on there, as well as the grass pitches there from which Moston Juniors will play on, you know. And we've got to give a lot of credit to Moston Juniors as well. They've stuck by us, you know, from their point of view as a club. They've been through a lot. Well, it's caused them a lot of upset.
We had an interview on our community channel with Moston Juniors, and they're very excited about this. Yeah. And they just can't wait to be home.
I'm sure now that they see it finally happening, I think they probably think it's worth it, but I know they've been through it, so you know, a great amount of thanks must go to them for what they've been through.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
Hi, James.
Hi, you all right?
Yeah. Your best performance now, this is you being an interviewee, not commentating on anything, but at the same time, commentating on something. What's it like being on the site now?
It's fantastic. It's a brilliant turnout. I've never been to the site before.
This is great. You're one of the few who's not been on the site before.
I know.
What's your first impression?
Well, I think that the 7 days of hard work, and I think we'll be able to have that first game here. And where's the media suite will be?
The media suite is going to be a big, tall skyscraper building. We're just building
okay,
on this on top of the show stack. That's getting knocked down. And we're just having it there.
Yeah. So this is
that's a joke, by the way. People of Moston.
Yeah.
And the stadium's going here. This is going to be the main stand where that mound is there.
Yeah.
And obviously the MRES stand is going to be that on that side, facing that way.
All right.
And here you're on the site of one of Moston Juniors' football pitches.
One of whose?
Moston Juniors.
Moston Juniors. And where is the stall selling the souvenir knotweed? Do you know?
The souvenir knotweed is just here. Everyone's walking. I feel like we should follow.
Yeah, I think we should do it. It sounds like that Radio 4 program that Claire Balding does, Rambling or whatever it is. And we're now moving across the field, and there's a real sense of excitement here.
So
we are actually moving along here. Everyone's now moving in the direction of where the pitch will be, on which the team will play.
I mean, this is bad news for the TV crew who are here. They're all set up thinking it would be the main dig would be at the main entrance. That's not going to happen, is it? Place is the football pitch.
But the advantage of radio, it's much more adaptable.
Yes. So are you looking forward to the build? Are you going to come back here during the build?
I'm sure I will, yeah. Well, of course, yeah.
Well, James, thank you for this.
Thank you.
And we'll speak to you shortly.
Definitely. Thank you very much, Ben.
Get your souvenir knotweed.
Japanese?
Pinkerton.
So where is the spade?
No, the island.
Two spades?
Where's Zoe?
Here.
Right. Where's Pete Burke?
Where's the winner?
I'm here!
Oh, he's been looking at you.
Right, if you give us a couple of minutes, we're just gonna get set up. But in the meantime, never missing the opportunity of an audience. I just wanna say a very big thank you first to everybody for your patience, your resilience, and your downright Mancunian bloody mindedness to make sure that we've actually got here. I think one of the things that has made this project stand out from any other has been that resilience of our support and the people who want to fight for a better way football to be organised. In the week that some football clubs have announced their latest personal care and laundry partner for Southeast Asia, FC United and Manchester are talking about putting down roots in Manchester in a stadium which has been built, designed for the community, for people within our community, football fans of FC United, as also as a totem against the greed and gluttony that we currently see at the top of the professional game. People seem to have forgotten that football is a game, and a game that's supported, a game that's followed, and a game that's largely financed by the people that are gathered here, by football fans. Commercial enterprises are very welcome in the game. Their money is very welcome in the game, but the game is not for them to exploit. They're there because we're there. They want their products in front of football fans, and they want football fans to buy their products. The tail is now wagging the dog. And this is about reassessing and reasserting the balance. It's small. We're only a club of 2,000 or 3,000 members, but we're a club that's making a stand against what we believe has gone wrong with the modern game. And it's about redressing that balance. If you want the glitz, the glamour, and the personal care sponsors of Southeast Asia, then you've got the Premier League. If you want grassroots football where fans and the communities in which we live and in which we come from first and centre, then this is the football club for you. So again, thank you very much for all your support during what's been a very difficult time. Thanks also, it's got to be said, to those people who outside this football club have believed in the vision that you've built. Sport England, Football Foundation, Manchester College, also people in government who are also supporting what we're trying to do. But most importantly, and I do reserve this as being most importantly, Manchester City Council, because without their belief in our vision, then we wouldn't be here. Not only have they stood by us whilst we were developing our ideas at 10 Acres Lane and listened to what we had to say, they didn't want to lose what we were trying to bring despite facing huge government cuts. And they then looked for an alternative site. And what a site they found for us as well, a site where we can actually extend what we were planning to do, not least because of the work that we can now do with Moston Juniors Football Club. That is unique in football in this country, where a senior football club playing at our level is linking up with a junior football club in absolute equal partnership. Not taking them over, we're not interested in running teams below under 18. Moston Juniors have done that for 20 odd years very successfully, and we're very pleased and very proud to be hooking up with such a successful junior football club. But also in this area, the City Council have seen the opportunity that this close on £6 million investment can bring. Bringing footfall to local shops and businesses to make sure those businesses are going to be sustainable when we're not here. And we're going to be not here more often than we are here from the first team point of view. Less than 30 days of the year our first team will be playing here. The other 11 months of the year, this facility will genuinely be open for everybody to enjoy. Not just the football ground of 5,000 capacity, but also a full-size artificial pitch. Two top-range grass pitches for the junior club to play on, and also opportunities to help bring investment into the other pitches across the road and elsewhere in this community. Across the road, the Supreme Cafe has changed hands 2 or 3 times in the time that we've been pursuing our plans on this site. Again, people there in that business hopeful that footfall and cash will be used to sustain that business. Community Arts Centre, the Miners Community Arts Centre across the road, again, that our members have worked with to help build them, again, in partnership through the small cinema and supporting them in their cafe. This is going to be a dynamic within this community to increase economic spend, to actually show what ordinary people can do by bringing it together, and what a fantastic example it is. The money that we've put together, over £2.5 million in cash and community shares, is being held up around the country as an example of what can be done by ordinary people. Why give your money to big bank interests when you can put it in your own community, where we can invest it, where we can actually use it for the benefit of the people that we live alongside every single day? So thank you very much. Forza FC United. Okay, so on this spot here, we believe we are as close as, damn it, without GPS, to the centre spot. Okay, so this whole area now is going to be, will actually be stripped off this week. So we wanted to make sure that we got this spade in the ground before that building work started. Last week we've had the site set up with the fencing and the entrance being created. The site security's on here, and next week Thomas Barnes, our construction partner, will be coming onto the site to start that ground strip and start to level the earth off. This earth will then be stockpiled and ready to use for the pitch build up. In true FC United style, the first spade in the ground is not going to go to some club bigwig or local dignitary. No offence to Paul Murphy and Rita Tavener, local councillors that are here, but it will go to Zoe Mycroft, who won our golden ticket raffle. So for Zoe, please. Murphy and Lisa, can you come forward, please? I also want to invite Barbara McLaughlin forward if she's still around. I know she was hiding because she's not done her hair this morning. Can we bring her? Where is she, Barbara? You're not going to hide. Adam.
Zoe.
The hair looks lovely, Barbara.
Yeah. If there are any little ones that are struggling to see, can you let them through in football style? You can pass them over your heads if you want.
Yeah. Move the circle, Barbara.
Everybody can see. Okay, five strides backwards, please. Marge! Where's Margie gone?
Open a bit more.
Straighten it out.
That's it.
Yeah, you can sit like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were in the morning, did it?
I was back last night.
Are you ready to put your spade in then?
I could do with a bit of space behind me in case I whack someone.
Count down.
Oh, can't take the pressure.
One, two, three.
Inside that door, you have to go on now.
Straight away,
all in pile.
Right, now joined by Rob. First interview after the dig, so congratulations, you've just made the radio history.
Oh, thank you.
How did that go down in your head?
Very emotionally. We're pretty much where we're stood now with this interview in the centre circle of what will be our first team pitch. And, yeah, staggeringly emotional after all the hard work that everyone's put in to get to this point. And there was times when we didn't think we'd see it, but truly, here we are on a foggy Moston morning.
You're heavily involved with the women's team.
Yeah.
Women's team just play over there, and today's game has been postponed. What's it going to be like having this facility nearby? I'm assuming you're going to be staying there, or you don't have to break the news now.
I don't think any decision's been made yet on where we're playing. I would certainly hope that we're
in the thought somewhere.
Yeah, we're certainly in the thought somewhere. I would certainly hope that we're not on Broadhurst Fields initially until perhaps some work is done over there, because the quality of the pitch is diabolical. This is the third week running now that we've been unable to fulfil a fixture because of the conditions. And technically, the facilities over here, the 3G for instance, would be ideal for the women's team. So we played Huddersfield Town in a friendly on 3G. They're going for the women's premiership. We played them on Wednesday.
Four-all.
And it was a cracking 4-all draw. We were winning 4-2 with 20 minutes to go. And it's only the lack of games and our fitness that let us down.
So exciting times ahead, I think, for the women's team.
Oh, yeah,
such a facility
definitely.
Nearby.
Yeah. So even if we're still on Broadhurst with the facility where it is, you know, we're home. So that's the big thing for the women's team. But for FC United as a whole, this is just a momentous occasion.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks a lot.
Cheers,
thank you.
Thank you. Right, we're joined by Tom Stott, who technically is electioneering, but when this goes out, he'll be elected. So, Tom, as a board member, but someone who's been heavily involved in the office for a number of years now, what does all this mean to you?
Very proud. Almost a bit of a tearjerker, actually. You know, after the collapse of 10 Acres Lane, and then the struggle here. And hopefully we can still win over the hearts and minds of the doubters.
We're currently stood in the centre circle.
Just a centre spot?
Roughly. It's about there, isn't it?
Is it?
Oh. Yeah. Thankfully, I think the pitch has got a slope, which is very good, as Radcliffe have proven over the years. What's it going to be like, do you think, of the first game? Are you looking forward to it the most? And I've not asked this question to anyone. Who would you like to play in the first game? Assuming we're not having to cram in some league fixtures.
Some of the people that we've worked closely with, Wimbledon comes to mind, St. Pauli, even Brighton, you know, after the, you know, things like that, even my hometown Rochdale after, you know, let's see if we can beat them again, you know, so I'm not blowing, it would just be a great day, you know, so.
Have you worked out where you're going to be stood, sat?
I might be doing my programme store on Lightbourne Road. At the moment, I don't think there's a programme store fixed in, so we'll just have to set that up somewhere. You know, I'm not bothered where I go. So.
Thanks, Tom. And good luck in your election today.
Thank you.
I'm joined by Richard now, and Richard is a behind-the-camera sort of person. That's why I decided to just properly doorstep him just now.
Okay.
You captured all that on film.
I hope so. There's a sweaty moment, I think. Did I press the right button? Did I get the white balance?
It's one of the moments, isn't it?
Yeah.
What do you call this? Celluloid? Not celluloid, what do you call it?
It's a digital SLR.
Yeah, but they've got a term for it, haven't they, where you make celluloid history.
Yeah, that's right. It's celluloid. It's a digital history.
Yeah,
sorry, right. Very 21st century.
I'm not down with the kids, you say.
Yeah, okay.
That was...
I stood here 2 years ago photographing, thinking, oh, it'll be starting soon. 2 years passed, and now you can hear.
How are you feeling at the moment? Or is it something that you're going to calm down about later?
I'm just panicking. Did I get the footage? Okay, everyone, let's come back. Can we just do that again one more time? That's my nightmare.
Thanks, Richard. We're joined by Kate Ramsey and women's team manager Lee Sutton. Obviously, Kate, you're signing for election today, but this will air after, so it's fine, I'm sure. So how was that moment for you both? time with ladies first.
Thank you. Just fantastic. Just fantastic to stand at the back of the crowd and look around the faces, the delight, the emotion, the tears, the feeling of hope that we can move on now to something that's really, really physically in Moston. Brilliant to watch.
Quite a touchy moment, really, wasn't it?
Brilliant.
Moment.
I say it's hopefully for the obviously the community as well, the facilities. Obviously we've endured obviously the bad weather, so hopefully now the new facilities we can.
Well, I spoke to Rob earlier, and it's an interesting question. Obviously that's the third game in as many weeks.
Fourth
game in as many weeks being called off.
Yeah.
Obviously one was away, I think, as well. Yeah. But what's the facilities going to be like? How's it going to change the fortunes of the women's teams?
Looking at obviously the plans, it's going to be brilliant. And obviously the girls as well, even the girls that are here now or future players, obviously they can say basically it's their home pitch.
Yes.
Obviously home training facilities, which attracts bigger players.
I mean, we've got a women's semi-final coming up shortly in the new year. What's the chances of having some kind of full-blown match for these big high-profile matches is there as well, would you say?
Once we've got our own facilities, then we'll be able to host not just matches but community events, as Lee says. I had some really good conversations with people at the FA last week about the national development of the women's game. We've got events coming up like Youth United Day, so those events that we currently do and manage to do at Gig Lane can only get bigger and better when we're actually in charge of our own facilities. It's just going to be brilliant.
Good luck today.
Thanks, Lee.
We're now joined by one of the big programme sellers, Bowman in size, one of the big programme sellers on a match day, Dave. Dave, how did that feel for you?
That was really good. I think that was a momentous occasion, a piece of history being made in Manchester by FC United of Manchester.
It was very surprised, actually. It was only a shovel being put in the ground, but it was quite stirring, wasn't it?
It's what it means. It's not just a shovel, it's the future of football in Manchester.
Did you think the speech was a bit much?
No, I thought the speech was fine, but as with Andy Walsh, she never knows when to shut up. But other than that, it was fine.
I'm blaming him for the emotional stirringness of the whole occasion.
I think so. I think you're quite right there, Ben.
Have you worked out, because not to give it away, but you're a main stander at heart, as I was before I started volunteering in this circus. Where have you worked out where you're going to be positioned in the new stadium?
I'll give it some thought, but I think at the moment I'll wait to see how it pans out, how the design finishes up, and where best to serve the supporters.
And you got your tartan blanket ready?
Just in case.
Right, we're now joined by perhaps one of the biggest individuals and efforts put in to get this thing off the ground.
Not very big.
Don't be modest. I don't mean his size.
I'm only 5 foot 10.
Persona and effort. How does it feel now, Adam, that we're here?
It feels very, very good. It's obviously a huge step to actually start now the build of the facility. The work doesn't stop. There's a lot to do over the next 10 or 12 months in terms of preparation and fundraising and all the rest. But no, this is a major achievement to get this going now.
Was it Andy Walsh's stirring speech, or was it actually the shovel going in the ground that made it an emotional moment for everyone involved? Because you felt it in the air, didn't you? It was very momentous.
Yeah, it was the shovel going in the ground. I've heard Andy waffle on far too much.
we're pretty much in the centre circle. This is so many months and years of work and effort. For you personally, taking your responsibilities out of it, how does it make you feel as a human being that this is all taking place now?
I'm very proud of where we've got to, but as Andy did say, I'm proud of the collective effort that's gone into this, because when we've been having conversations and keeping people on side through all the delays, the funders and other partners, it's been the resilience of the membership and the amount of effort that the membership have put in on a collective basis that has been what they've bought into. And without that behind you, it would have made those meetings much, much harder. So it's personally very pleasing, but I'm proud of the football club.
Adam, I'll leave you to Chinwag. Okay. Thanks very much, and
cheers.
Congratulations.
All the best.
Right, we're now joined by board member Alison Watt. Alison, how does this feel?
It's amazing.
I mean this moment.
Yes. It's amazing, isn't it? I don't think any of us could actually imagine what it was going to be like when we got here. And that idea of literally the first spade in the ground.
It's a very good idea. Whose idea was it?
I don't know, actually.
It was yours.
It was, yeah, no. I will be honest enough to say it definitely wasn't mine. But I do. I love the concept that we just, one of us.
Now, you're on the football organising side of the board. Obviously, it's very well known, the troubles we have, perhaps with the Witten fixture was a clear example.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like having our own facility with our own ground staff and our own ability to host games?
I think that's going to be something that it'll be an interesting thing for us to face, is protecting our own pitch and making sure that we don't go, oh, look, we think we can play on this, and it actually turns it into a quagmire, especially at the beginning. And we've seen it in clubs that have built new grounds at Curzon Ashton, at Nantwich. And we've learnt an awful lot from them. It's one of the things that we've done is taken a lot of advice about the pitch, and the pitch itself is being built by specialist contractors, so it's not just being built by the building contractors.
I mean, it's not just the first team either. I mean, the women's team have had another game called up today.
Yeah.
Just the fact we'll have a 3G pitch here and those kind of facilities.
Well, I think we're hoping that the development squad and the women's team and the academy team will all be able to play on the 3G pitch, and of course Mosfeton juniors can use it, and they can use their grass pitches, the junior size pitches. And when the weather's good enough and the pitch is good enough, I guess there will be occasional games for those teams on the main pitch.
I mean, there's a semi-final coming up in the new year potentially, so obviously you can't do it here, but if a similar game came up in the future.
Yeah, but also that is something that we probably will end up using the ground for, in much the same way that Curzon Ashton tends to get used for a lot of the league fixtures, their finals and things.
And I think the women's team's captured a lot of imagination around here.
I think it has.
The crowds are very impressive. It's in the new stadium. I think you're looking at double the figures, aren't you, tennis-wise?
Yeah. Lindsay and Kate and I went to a conference on Monday this week.
Oh, what an exciting life you lead.
Yes, we did. It was a women in football conference, so we were talking to lots of women from other clubs and young women players, etc. And all of them were just amazed when we're talking about the kind of crowds our players get standing around a grass field at the moment. As you're right, that once it's here, they'll get even bigger crowds.
And have you worked out where you're going to position yourself in the new stadium on a match day?
It will be whatever the equivalent of the Manchester Road is.
So main stand, sod them.
No, I'm not a main stand person. I've always watched my football from the end of a ground, Stretford End, and now it'll be whatever the equivalent Stretford End is. Mary's Road End, I'm guessing.
You stand name dropper. Right, okay. Yeah. Alison, you have a fun afternoon.
Thank you.
We're joined by the Howards. Hello. Hello, Tony and Lindsay. How are you both?
Hi, Ben. You okay?
Yeah. I needed someone who had a way about his English language and could describe this moment in poetic terms, who wasn't called James Quinn. How was that moment?
I just come to walk the dog this morning, and there's all these people stood on the local field.
So you're
field.
You're one of these people, are you?
Yeah. I don't know what's going on, to be honest. Why is everyone here? What's the big deal?
You couldn't see anyway because we was too little.
Yeah, I'm too small to see what was going on. I presume they're just watching a dog taking a dump or something. What was happening?
I've recorded one anyway.
Right, oh good.
It was a painful moment for all concerned. So this is pretty much where, what are we on, the 18-yard box here roughly?
No idea, to be honest. I don't think it's going to become real till it's actually built, for me, if I'm being honest.
Are you going to be coming back here occasionally?
I'm going to
be one of these sad geeky people on Skyscraper City Forum.
There's been a few ideas bandied about doing some kind of documentation of the build and the process that we would like to publish. So it was Dave who sells the programme's ideas. So we're in very early stages of talking about that. So it'd be nice to...
As the editor of the programme, how are you going to make sure it doesn't turn into some kind of grand designs in written word?
Grand designs in written word, that'd be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Getting Kevin McLeod would be fantastic.
I don't think I'm eloquent.
They've turned us down.
As eloquent as Kev.
True story. Go on.
I could do that thing where he does, where he slags it off for a bit, and then he comes back and starts saying how great it is. I don't know. We will do a commemorative programme for the first game, obviously. I don't know what... It's ages off, Ben, isn't it?
Yeah, it's ages off. I'm going to speak to the missus now, anyway.
OK, well, she's far more interested.
Every time we speak about the office, we always interview John England, and it's just nice, you know, to mix it up a bit. Yeah. Lindsay,
yes.
What's he going to be... In fact, go to Scarpa, Tony, yeah, leave it to it.
Don't be angry now. Not enough of that at all.
Moving out of the Hancock's office,
Yes.
Is it going to be a sadder moment for you?
No.
Oh, it's a nice office.
It's a cold office.
It is a cold office.
No, it will. And, you know, it served us well over the years, but at the same time, it would be nice not to leave on a Friday with your car full of boxes and things and deliveries that need to go up to Gig Lane. And I think it's just important to have that one base.
Have you spied out your car parking space yet?
Yeah, it's going to have secretary, of course.
Yes.
In gold.
In gold, yes, yeah. Of course.
No, actually, platinum.
How was that moment for you personally? Because you've been involved in the club since the very start, pretty much. Obviously, we're forgetting Luke Zentar, but after Luke Zentar.
The post-Zentar period.
She's been the figurehead for it. How was that moment for you personally? I don't mean Walsh's speech, I mean the actual speech.
I didn't hear Walsh's speech, but I hear him all the time.
Like
so
Ben-Hur.
I get it every Monday morning in our team meeting. So, I don't know, it's kind of weird. And it's hard to put into words sometimes. I mean, there's been, for us over the past 12 months, there's been various different moments. You know, signing the lease and getting all that paperwork done, that was kind of a breathe moment, and it's kind of like now this is the next stage. So every exciting moment that happens, then you get this daunting, but we've got to do this. So I
that was just one girl with a spade.
Yeah.
What?
I think for me, it's going to be that cutting of the ribbon, and
we're in.
Being, and I think that will be my moment, or maybe when, because obviously if the offices are finished but we still can't play, then we'll be moving in anyway. So I think maybe little personal moments, I think, rather than the grand gesture for me. I think being so involved as well, that I think that's how I expect it to be anyway.
Lindsay, see, first interview on the radio, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Is this my first?
I think that's your first.
It's because I never get asked.
No. All right. Right, we're now joined by Zoe. Now, a lot of people might not know who Zoe is, but she's now just gone down in FC history, haven't you, Zoe?
I have. I've just put the spade in the ground to start the whole digging.
Have you ever done any digging before?
No, I've never done any digging.
No, it was a good fourth effort on getting some soil out.
I have done digging at Blackpool, making sandcastles.
Do you remember the day you bought your ticket, your golden ticket for that
yes,
draw?
Yes, I do.
Who did you buy it off? Do you remember the
buy it off? No, I don't remember what his name was.
Whoever he is or she is, well done, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
But how did that feel?
It felt amazing. It's really, really cool. A little bit terrifying.
Yes,
but
a lot of people just staring at you randomly.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, I hope this goes in.
What happens to the shovel now? Do you get to keep it? Or?
I'm not quite sure what's going to happen to it.
Well, I'm from Salford. Do you want me just to take it? And we'll give it back to you later. But congratulations on being a part of this
ceremony.
Thank you. Your picture's going to be everywhere now, you know that, don't you?
Probably.
Are you going to calm down later?
Yeah, probably. I never even considered all of this when I bought my ticket. I thought, I'll just dig it. And now I'm like, everyone's taking pictures.
Did you watch Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or something like that on the way to this, just to make sure you were all clued up about what to kind of expect?
I saw it once before, so I remember what happened.
It would have been a bit freaky, innit, if Andy was turned up with top hat.
It would. And Umpalumpas turned up. That would have been a bit odd.
Enough about Vinny. Anyway, congratulations, Zoe. Well done.
Thank you.
What's up?
Right, we're now joined by Councillor Murphy. A lot of effort has gone into this, not just from the club side, but also on the local government side. How does it feel that we're now making progress with this properly and we've actually put a spade in the ground?
Well, I'm absolutely delighted to see, at long last, we're putting the spade in the ground. It's taken a long, long time. There's been many, many impediments to the start date. People are beginning to lose heart, and what you have to do is say to the community, as Rita and I have been doing, look, you know, this will happen, but there are particular legal hurdles which we have to overcome. We've overcome those legal challenges rather than hurdles. We've overcome those, and here we are. A community club is about to rise from the ground in Boston.
And from a council's perspective, it's not just a kind of local club being here in the community, it's a £5 million investment for the area, and how much is that in this area?
Well, the first time this was proffered as a concept, when they told, I think at the time it was about £4.8 million. I mean, I said, you know, what bit of the £4.8 million don't we understand should be invested in Boston? You're absolutely right. It's a wonderful show of confidence as well in the township of Moston, that a club like this will want to come here. I think this club will grow. I think it will burgeon. from where we are now, it will be truly a community club, and I suspect that many, many Mostonians and people from Charlestown, Newton Heath will join FC United. And I foresee a time when this will be the community club here in the north of the city.
I spoke to a guy from Austin Juniors a couple of weeks ago, and they've obviously not been on this site for about 3 years. They can't wait to come out. What's it going to be like for Austin Juniors, a very successful junior football club for the area?
I think it's an incredible opportunity for Austin Juniors, and I know early days I was thinking that you know, we were always struggling to get the match funding to put the grade A pitches there and the AstroTurf. This proposal sealed it really for me. Now at the moment it's a mess. It's a mess, but what is clear now is that we'll go back to those grade A plus the AstroTurf, which was always a dream, and then there's a link of course with the semi-professional club. Well, I think that's incredible, and I think in another 10 years Sam, a league club.
Well, thank you Councillor Meffett, and congratulations.
Okay, well then.
We're doing Vox Pops.
I've just properly doorstepped you, Mike.
Yeah, thank you, yeah.
So you're the guy pretty much on a match day who has control of the first share draw, organises it pretty much.
I'm part of the team, yes.
Yes. What's it like now with all that money and seeing it actually about to start this ground?
It's brought a tear to my eye, Ben.
It was a very moving moment, wasn't it?
Very emotional. I'm emotional when I got here. I got over it, but when I came through when I parked up and watched the people crossing the road, and I'm seeing people who, the volunteers, people who give money, people who support things we do, opera nights, everything, and it's come to fruition. It's an odd one, isn't it? It's congratulations to us all.
Yes.
Not just to Andy Walsh, not just board. Congratulations to every supporter of this, everybody that's chipped their fourth penny in, and it's the start. It's a long way to go. I think the lads, guys like the board and Walshy and Adam, I think they've got a long, long 8-10 months ahead of them.
Well, we all have, haven't we?
Well, you haven't, because you don't get up early. But people who do...
Hang on, that's a terrible slur.
There are two 7 o'clocks in a day, if you didn't know. but, no, it's very, very emotional. And... I know it's a platitude, but all the graft's worth it now when you stand on here and you see it, see the vision, and I think perhaps losing 10 acres was turned out to be a bonus.
Right, I've said this before the ceremony. I've never come in from the Lightbarn Road end.
No.
This site is huge.
It's tailor made, isn't it? What a good shape, level, not overlooked, not encroached, and keep up the good work. You radio people.
Oh, thanks, mate. And you keep up the good work with your fair share draw. We need all the money we can get.
Well, we have a good team, but if there's anybody out there listening that wants to join our team, they're more than welcome. And all I can say is now we've probably got 14 occasions where we'll be selling tickets till the end of the season. And the barrels, I'll just do the plug if I may.
Yes, you may.
Well, you bought one ticket, buy two. If you bought four, buy eight. We've still got to get it built. We're still short of money. I think the general consensus, we're probably 200 grand short to finish off and trim it off. So try and step up if we can there. And also the barrels have raised £50,000 almost in 6 years.
It's amazing that, isn't it?
And that's hard to lose change in foreign money. We still want your foreign money. Dig in your drawers, root it out, all that old shrapnel, even if it's obsolete, francs, drachmas, anything, we can swap it. Everything has a price. It's better in the barrel than in your drawer at home.
Scottish money too. Thanks, Mike, and don't worry, that was a good plug.
That was a good wind-up.
It was, Ben, a good plug.
Is it still on? Is it still on, Ben?
Still on, don't swear.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, just to say, another plug. Yeah. I'll just carry on.
Yeah, you keep going.
Yeah, just, you can see, you can't see today, but I'm having to use my crutches today. I did a gig last night, and little stage, it was no more than 8 inches high. I managed to find the only wire I was coming off.
Oh, no.
And dived onto the floor and twisted my knee.
Did people think you were trying to be a gig pop?
Well, the show went on, that's all I can say.
Thanks, Mike.
Cheers, mate.
Sorry, I'm just robbing you, guests. Hi, we're now joined by Mike Norton, the one who was named as a substitute yesterday. As a kit
did
man...
Did I play?
you played well when you came on. As a kit man, what does this mean? As a supporter of this club, what does this mean?
Oh, this is massive. You know, I can clear out my spare room now.
Have you been told you're going to get a washing machine and stuff?
They've been looking at it. I was having a chat with Andy the other day, and I was asking him about that, and he
with everything that's going on at the moment, he says, I've not really looked at it, because I was asking him, how many are we having, one machine or two, or how big's the room? And
you got the women's team kits, the development squad kits?
Academy.
Yeah. Oh, the development squad and women's team share the same kit, obviously.
They should. but no, they don't.
Oh, they stopped that now. Okay, that's good.
They've all got their own red kit now.
That's excellent.
They share the white and the blue.
How was the moment for you, the dig? Did you have a good vantage point?
I've just arrived.
You just arrived.
I missed it.
You're rubbish interviewing.
I've been working this morning.
Yeah.
So I was just dropping the kit off. At the launderette.
It's a bit surreal, isn't it? All these people and just milling around.
Unbelievable. When I drove up here then and seeing how many cars are here, and then come on the field and seeing how many people. It's unbelievable, really.
Have you been on the site before?
I came the other night to just have a look.
Now, I've been saying this a lot to people, because a lot of people only came from the St Mary's side.
Yeah.
This is a big site, isn't it?
Very big.
It's deceivingly big.
When you drive past it at first, from probably St Mary's Road, it doesn't look as big. But when you're on it, it is very big, you know.
And obviously there's playing fields over there as well, which could develop
that's where the women
football
play.
Pitches and stuff. Looking forward to the new dugout.
Oh, yeah.
There's a bit of, debate occasionally about what the dugout should look like. What era United are you hoping for? Ron Atkinson or...?
I don't know, really, because...
I remember when it was like World Cup 90s, Perspex. Right, well, we're now joined by the people at the Coalface, the coaching staff, Margin Daz Lyons. How was that for a moment, being here from 2005?
Special.
You played, obviously, in that first season. Yeah, you did, kind of. So how was that moment?
Special, just makes you feel... I think over the years, everything that we've achieved, it gives you a great sense of pride, really. And then, to be breaking ground as we have done today, it's just another one of those special moments that we've all shared and all experienced. You know, it's certainly not about
on the football management side. How difficult is it to manage a nomadic club versus the club that potentially is going to be here?
Difficult one to answer, because all we've ever done is manage a nomadic one. I'm sure once the ground's here, we'll be able to build on what we've put in place, or what we've been putting in place over the past 8 years, and it can only strengthen us, to be honest.
It might sound an odd question, but it's one I asked Mike Norton, the kit man Mike Norton. What kind of dugout are you after? Have you had that conversation yet?
Yeah, we have. And it's still a little.
Are you going with World Cup 90 Perspex, kind of?
It doesn't really matter for us two, because we stand in front of it.
That's true.
It's still up for debate, I think. On a serious note, it's one that gives us the best vantage point for everybody to watch the game.
Yeah.
I think one Perspex ones and then permanent dugouts, with the size of the stadium, we don't want to be blocking anyone's view as well, so that'll be taken
into. You're going with the Fergie approach, aren't you? You're just going to take up 15 rows of the main stand, that's what you're after, innit?
Yeah, and a box, possibly, where we could have us.
Yeah, and a TV and a bar.
There's times throughout the game where, you could really do with a bit of a cup of soup or something like that, so.
You got your office all worked out as well? Are you, maybe
his
a cat?
Office, yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
Are you going outside just
well,
in the waiting
I can
room? But
just come and go to the door and let everybody in and out. I'm just like the security. That's what you'd be. Office.
What's that Stimson Scouts called? Mr. Burns and Wayland Smithers? Is that what the role you're going for?
Yeah, why not?
I'm just looking at I've just been looking through some tiger prints, to be honest, for my rug.
Yes. You're going with tiger, not polar bear?
Yeah, I'm thinking tiger with a big, with the head on it, so we've got somewhere for Chappie to sit.
What do you think of the standard of pitch, by the way, as well? It's a bit.
It's got potential.
Yeah.
So it can only get better, let's say that.
Well, thanks for joining us, lads. Cheers. And good luck. So we started this about half an hour ago, Marv. In fact, it was an hour ago now, wasn't it?
I don't know if we started it, really.
Well, when we turned up, we did a little recording outside on Light Brown Road. It was very foggy, very misty.
It was, yeah.
And we didn't know what was going to happen. It was just a solitary guy on the road.
Sure.
Wearing a high-vis jacket.
Yeah.
He looked very safe.
True.
But we're done now, pretty much.
Yeah. Wow. So you're looking for some kind of summary, are you?
Yeah, please.
That's it. You walk around the crowd asking people the same question over and over again, then you're rolling over to Willers right at the end for some kind of summary, as if I've got some access to theatrical way of speaking, a monologue, if you will, Ben.
I think you do quite well.
Thanks. This, as I said on Bring Your Own Ball,
which you'll hear later in the month.
Thanks. Everyone keeps saying the same word, which is a good word, momentous. Everyone keeps saying it over and over again. What a momentous occasion this is. What this is, oh, momentous, isn't it? And it is, to be fair. I mean, how many letters are in momentous, Ben?
10.
Good answer. We'll say 10, why not? And this, Ben, this product, for some people...
Eight.
You're going to stick with eight?
No, nine.
Nine. Great answer.
Back to the project.
No, you kind of ruined my point in terms of getting the maths wrong, but never mind. Momentous, Ben. Momentous.
Thanks, Marv.